The next patient is Stephen Shaw. The last name is S-H-A-W. First name, S-T-E-V-E-N. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old white male that is originally from New Hampshire that has been referred to this office by Dr. Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, for evaluation of the kidney function, period. This patient was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in May of 2022. At the time of the diagnosis, the patient had a hemoglobin A1C that was 13%. Since then, the patient started to educate himself, made drastic changes in the diet, stayed away from simple sugars, uses an excessive amount of carbohydrates, decreased the protein intake, especially the red meat. And since the diagnosis up until today, he has lost 30 pounds of body weight. The BMI is 30.2. His blood pressure is under control, period. The patient had a urinalysis done at the time of the diagnosis. There was evidence of glucosuria. However, there was no evidence of macroproteinuria. Whether or not the patient has selective proteinuria is unknown. However, it is to be stated that the most recent hemoglobin A1C was 6.2, period. The serum creatinine is stable, less than 1 milligram percent. It was as low as 0.6 milligrams percent. The BUN was low, and the estimated GFR was above 100, period. The patient has been treated with a GLT-1 inhibitors, a Lantus, and diet with a success, period. Important, the patient does not have arterial hypertension. In summary, this patient has been a diabetic for more than a year, but doesn't have a kidney compromise that we can speak of at the present time. The patient doesn't have hypertension. The patient doesn't have proteinuria. The kidney function is well preserved, period. The ultrasound of the kidney was unremarkable, period. Number two, this patient has fatty liver. The treatment for the fatty liver has been already emphasized. He has lost a significant amount of body weight. He has controlled the blood sugar. And he is on statins for the hyperlipidemia. Following number. Dyslipidemia with a high cholesterol predominance. The patient is treated with 40 milligrams of atorvastatin without any side effects that we know of. He's complaining of some paresthesias in the lower extremities. He doesn't complain of muscle pain. I don't think that it's myositis induced by statins. The patient is highly recommended to continue taking the atorvastatin since the cholesterol came down to 140, period. Following number. whether or not the patient has retinopathy is unknown. He had an eye exam. We are going to get a release for the eye place in order to get the final report regarding the eye examination. He says that he needs to have another examination of the eyes because his vision has changed. Following number, the patient has a superficial vein thrombosis that is treated with Xarelto. And following number, the patient has a history of polycythemia with an increase in the ferritin that we are going to observe at the present time. I want to thank Dr. Rodriguez for the kind referral. And we'll keep you posted of the progress. I'm going to give an appointment to see me in 6 months with laboratory workup, period. The patient will be evaluated by endocrinology, comma. The patient doesn't have a history of hypertension, chest pains, palpitations, skipping beats, as to pursue a cardiac evaluation. However, he is 58 years old, and a baseline evaluation is highly recommended. There is no history of hypertension. The blood pressure today, 122 over 72. Paragraph. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 12 minutes.